So we know why the administration is doing this. They're trying to change the population of the United States, and it's absolutely working better than anyone ever imagined. But for, well, really 2 years now, we've asked, why is Texas allowing this? Don't mess with Texas. Well, Texas is being messed with in a very big way. And the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, just won re-election by opposing open borders. Last November, he said he would deploy a total of 10,000 National Guard troops to the border to fix the problem and keep foreign nationals out, because we have laws in this country. But in fact, the actual number of deployed troops was nowhere near that. It was about 5,000, according to the Texas Tribune. Keep in mind, Texas National Guard has about 20,000 troops. So we've asked maybe 15 times on the air, where are the soldiers to stop this and save the rest of our country? On Tuesday, Greg Abbott did deploy a small number of National Guards members and state troopers to the Rio Grande. They formed a line. They blocked dozens of migrants from surrendering to Border Patrol agents on the other side. It worked. The Border Patrol stayed behind the National Guard. They couldn't process the migrants and release them into the United States. So the truth is, Greg Abbott is a governor of one of our most important states, maybe the most important state, actually. He's commander in chief of his state's military forces. He could order the National Guard to the entire border right now. And so why hasn't he? So again, we've needled Greg Abbott countless times on the show and asked why. And tonight he's agreed to come on and explain. And we're grateful for that. Governor Abbott, thank you very much for coming on. So just a very clear question. Why 2 years ago not say, I'm the governor of Texas. They're messing with Texas. I have a military force I command. It's called the National Guard. We're going to block the border and save the country. Why didn't you do that? Why aren't you doing that now?
Sure. Tucker, I'll fully answer your question. I do have to first, however, follow up on your earlier comments, and that is, when you look at the disaster on the border caused by Joe Biden, if yes. Texas or just the border region got just one penny for every dollar spent in the Ukraine, we would be able to secure our border. In that budget that Congress is about to pass, they are giving money to Tunisia, but not to Texas. But to be clear, Tucker, about your direct question to me, there's a very easy and direct answer to it that you could find out. If you just go through my Twitter account, you'll see about 5 or 6 days a week, we're posting images of what our National Guard is doing on the border. They didn't just begin in El Paso. During the entire time that Joe Biden has been president, we've had thousands of National Guard on the border constantly. First, let's do the math based upon what you laid out. We actually don't have 19,000 National Guard at our disposal. The reason is because Texas leads all states in the country in having our National Guard deployed to regions across the entire world. And so thousands of our National Guard are actually in other countries at this time. Others have just returned from deployment. That said, over the course of the past 2 years during Operation Lone Star, we've had up to 10,000 National Guard deployed to the border doing in other regions what you saw them doing in El Paso. What happened is they sign up for a 1 year tour of duty service under Federal Department of Defense National Guard. You do 1 year of active duty, you get five off. We don't do that in Texas. But if you get a year, if you want, you get a year off. However, we provided incentive pay to get people to stay on. And so most people whose time has expired for their service, we actually are able to keep them on. We have thousands on. Okay, and Bill Malusian has shown on your TV show those National Guard in action.
Absolutely. But still millions of foreign nationals, a lot with criminal records, all of them brought here by the Mexican drug cartels, have managed to come in to the tune of 5 million more. We don't know, but millions and millions have come in through Texas. And so first you said a lot of your guardsmen are abroad. Were you boasting about that, or do you see that as perverse, that they would be helping other countries while not present to defend our own?
I'm saying it as a fact that Texas has more of its guard that are called up to active duty service to serve the United States of America, which they are proud to do. It's just a fact.
But wouldn't defending our own border from an invasion of millions of people be the single most important thing any American could do, particularly an American under arms whom you control?
Well, those who are here in Texas, again, we've deployed up to 10,000 of them. The only reason why it would not be more, you got to understand this also, and that is there are some who retire every single month. Some who are
no, I get it, but why not just say I'm the governor of Texas?
We're
the greatest state in America. Every Texan I know, including relatives of mine, they all think Texas is the best. You're the governor. Why don't you just say any person with military and law enforcement experience can join up? We are starting our own force. It's volunteer, or just go to Midland, Dallas, and Houston, and get your donors to fund it. They would. I'd send you money. Everyone send you money, and we're going to stop this on behalf of the state of Texas and the United States. You could do that. Biden people would back down in the face of that determination. Why not?
Tucker, actually, we onboard new members every single month. We do go through both that recruiting process as well as people signing up. They onboard, they go through the training process, they get ready for deployment, and then we deploy them. So we are constantly involved in adding to those who can serve us on the border. And they get special training that is different what they have to do in the state of Texas compared to what they may do in Afghanistan.
Do you see this as a hair on fire emergency that's more important than anything they would have done in Afghanistan or Ukraine or any other country around the world? Do you think this is the most important thing those guys could be doing?
Tucker, I have made that point to the United States Congress, asking for more resources so that we can better defend our border, knowing that the federal government is not defending our border. The only people capable of doing it would be Texas. And what is Texas getting? Nothing from the federal government.
But people would send you money. If you started up a voluntary fund, send Greg Abbott money, people would put you in their wills. I mean, you'd probably be president of the United States if you did that. I'm serious. If you took control and closed the border, which you can do, you would be a folk hero sung about by future generations around the campfire. I just think it's that simple. Texas, once again, takes a stand against an invasion. It's not the first time you've done it.
So, let me tell you, we've done exactly that. I'll give you an example. I want you and your audience to know that today we begin putting up even more border wall. Texas is the only state to build our own border wall. My point is this. We started a fund called borderwall.tx. I can't remember the rest of it. We'll get it up for you. But anyway, we have a fund that people have given money to for Texas to continue building the border wall in addition to the billions of dollars. Understand this, Tucker. The state of Texas is coming out of our pocket to the tune of $4 billion every 2 years for Texas to secure the border, not the federal government's money.
Yeah, well, I think the long-term costs of allowing this trump any cost in preventing it, just my view. I appreciate your coming on tonight, Governor. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly opens, stories that are changing the world and changing your life, from Tucker Carlson tonight.